Today's shiur, Simin Kuf Yutes, Sif Gimel and Dalid, Sif Gimel, Im Dileg Oto Bevrocha Achas Me'em Tse'ios. If a person skipped or made a mistake in one of the middle brachas of Shmona Esrei, Einot Tzerich Lachzor El Rosh HaBrocha Sheta O Shedileg. He only has to go back to the beginning of the bracha where he made the mistake or the bracha that he skipped. U'misham Ve'elech Yachzor Al Haseid, and from that point on he continues in order. Mishtabur Sifkan Yud Gimel, Im Dileg. If he skipped the bracha, perish meaning, She Dileg HaBracha Lagamri, he skipped the bracha entirely, didn't say it at all. Vita, or the case where he makes a mistake in the bracha, perish, that means, Sheshino Ba, he changed the bracha, Be'inyan, in such a way, Shetzerach Lachzor Machmazeh, that he has to go back because of this mistake. So the Be'er Loch explains, an example of this could either be that he says, Mashiv Ruach Amorat HaGeshem, in Baruch Aleinu, during the summer months, or it could be that he didn't say Mashiv Ruach Amorat HaGeshem in Baruch Aleinu in the winter months. In such a case, he has to go back. Look what we wrote before in Simon Samaches and the Mishtabur Sifkon Aleph. Both cases we're discussing are when it was by mistake, that a person skipped a bracha or made a mistake in a bracha. But if a person intentionally skipped a bracha or said the bracha wrong, and then he feels bad about it, he has to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Hashakasuv Simin Kuf Yudal Sivzayin. This is written in Simin Kuf Yudal Sivzayin. Sivkan Yudal, the Rosh HaBracha, he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha. Vimniska B'ta'uso Ba'od Shehug Oymed Idayin B'HaBracha. If he realizes his mistake while he's still in the middle of the Bracha, Yachzor L'makom Sheta'al Levad. Go back to the point where he made the mistake, fix it up, and continue from there. Sifkan tesvav al haseder, and you continue in order. Va'afilu im lo nizkar ad acha kama brachas, even if he realized his mistake or his omission after several brachas, tzarech lachzor lomer kulon achra, he goes back to the bracha that he has to go back to, and then he continues in order, and he'll repeat the brachas. Shem yomer osa bracha levada b'makom shenizkar, but if he just says the bracha that he has to repeat by itself, in the place where he remembers, and continues from that point where he left off, not in order, Nimsa Shashina Sidon Shal Brachas. That comes out that he's rearranging the order of the Brachas. V'layotzi Dechov, and he will not fulfill his obligation of Tefillah. Shasei de Brachas Hume Anshe Knesset Gedolah. The Anshe Knesset Gedolah arranged the Brachas in a very specific order. V'samchu Sidon Ala Mikraos. They made the order based on Psukim, and therefore they have to be set in order. So if a person has to go back to correct a bracha or to say a bracha that he forgot to say, he continues in order from that bracha onward. Se'if Dalet. Shlich Tzibur sheshachach v'lo omer aneinu. If a Shlich Tzibur forgot to say aneinu on a fast day. Lo yachzor afilu midayin lo gomer rak refa'enu. He does not go back, even if he only finished the bracha of refa'enu. It's too late. He can't go back. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Dezayin. Rak Refa'enu. Only Refa'enu. What's the law meaning to say? Shesiyem Birchas Refa'enu. He finished the Bracha Refa'enu. For Amr, he said the words Bracha to Hashem. Avlam Nizka Koydim Shechasam. But let's say he realized his mistake before he gets the Bracha to Hashem of Refa'enu. Afilum Amr Bracha to. Even if he just said the words Bracha to. Ha'avlo Amr Idain Hashem. Since he did not say Hashem's name yet. He goes back to say Anenu with the bracha at the end. Then he repeats the bracha refa'enu. This is the halacha with the shliach tzibur. He's supposed to say Anenu as a stand-alone bracha between Goel Yisrael and refa'enu. Al biyachid, but an individual on a fast day. Shekoil Anenu v'virchas shemeh tefillah. He puts Anenu into the bracha of Shema Kolenu. Im shachach lomer Anenu, if he forgot to say Anenu, kol shesiyim shemea tefila, if he finished the bracha shemea tefila, afshal pasach b'ritzei, even though he didn't start the bracha b'ritzei, ein tzarich lachzor. He does not go back. Kedin kol dover shein machzir naso, like the halacha is, anytime a person forgets something, that doesn't require him to go back. V'tam achilaku, the reason for this difference is, the sham shiny, that's different over there, shukalul tocha bracha, the anenu is part of Shema Kaleinu. It's inserted into Shema Kaleinu. V'kol shesim ha-bracha, as soon as he finishes the bracha of Shema Tfila, ika b'chazarasa bracha l'atala, to go back is a bracha l'atala. Masha ein kein kan, as opposed to this case of the Sheikh Sibur, dekavu'a bracha b'fnei atzma. The Chacham instituted anenu as its own bracha. Ein levatla, we don't want to miss out on that bracha. Unless it's going to mean repeating the bracha refa'enu. And as long as he didn't say Hashem's name at the end of the bracha of baruch atah, less bracha latala, there is no concern of bracha latala, and he goes back and says the bracha of anenu. If the chazan goes back after finishing refa'enu, it would be a bracha latala. Hainu, the problem is that when he says anenu, he's forced to repeat the bracha fe'enu a second time. Because the brachas have to be in order. And bracha le'enu comes after fe'enu. So it comes out, his second recital of refa'enu is levatolo. Because if he just said the bracha of anenu after refa'enu, and then baruch aleinu, that's out of order. He has to say refa'enu before baruch aleinu. So he has to say anenu before refa'enu. The repetition of refa'enu is a baruch latala. She'ein machzirin bishvul anenu. So we don't go back for anenu. K'ma she'kasa b'simen tafkuf samachay, like we wrote in simen tafkuf samachay. V'im shachach v'amar anenu koydim e'ena. If he forgot and said anenu before the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, Das Hamogen Avram, the view of Mogen Avram is the tzarich lomer anenu pam acher, that he should repeat the anenu bracha acher e'na after the bracha goyso. V'chein kasa b'derech ha'chaim, and so writes the derech ha'chaim. So Mogen Avram and derech ha'chaim say that if he said anenu prematurely, the sheikh Sib would have to repeat it between Gal Yisrael and Refa'enu. But if Pimigodim nishar b'dinzer b'tzarich in, the Pimigodim remains with a tzarech in on this halacha, he's not sure. Ube sefer Magen Giborim, harich b'zeh. The sefer Magen Giborim has a long discussion about this. Umasik ledina, he concludes the halacha, gamkin also, the ein lachzor v'loma anenu pamacher, that he should not say anenu a second time. V'im yirtze yomenu b'shumei tefila kiyochid. If he wants, the Sheikh Sibur could say the tefila of anenu in Shema Kolenu, like all the individuals. Sefkan yudches, anenu b'shumei tefila. The Ramah adds that the Sheikh Sibur, who forgot to say Anenu as a separate bracha, and he already finished with Fa'enu, should insert Anenu into the bracha Shema Kolenu. Hu adin im lo hayu asar hamis anim v'esa kinesis ubor acher birchos Fa'enu. The same is true if you do not have a minute of people fasting in shul when the Sheikh Sibur was up to the point of the bracha of Anenu, and they show up after Fa'enu, yomar b'shemeh tefilah ki yachid. He would say anenu in Shema Kolenu like an individual would. V'im hischa Sheikh Sibur l'spal b'kolram. If the Sheikh Sibur began chazaras hashatz, v'hayu oz v'yaseh kenes asar shemus an. And when he started the chazaras hashatz, there were 10 people fasting in shul. V'achach holchu mitzason, and then some left, kodim shehischa Sheikh Sibur anenu. Before the Sheikh Sibur began the broch anenu, lo yom anenu, he should not say anenu anymore. If there's no minyan of people fasting, when it's time to say the bracha anenu, he shouldn't say it. V'toyf sheyomer oz b'shmei tefila, the right thing to do would be to say it then in Shema Kolenu. V'em kvar hischa anenu v'yatzo, if he begins the bracha anenu with a minion of people fasting, and then some walk out, gomer, he would finish the bracha. Sefkan yutas ki yachid, he would say it in Shema Kolenu like an individual. Ayem b'derech ha'chaim, sheposek, look in derech ha'chaim who paskins, delo Yachtemena bevracha. When the Sheikh Sibur says anenu in the bracha of Shema Kolenu, because he forgot it earlier, he will not conclude the bracha with the ordinary ending. Rak b'shemeh tefila, he'll end the bracha with shemeh tefila. Kesha yochid ba'amal, like any other individual. V'chei nachon, and that is proper. De b'zayotz l'kuli amal. In this way, he is yoritz according to all shitas. Ayin v'magen avam. Look in the magen avam. V'im shachach gam b'shemei tefila. If the shiatsiba forgot to insert anenu in shema kolenu as well, afilu nizka koydim shehiskel would say, even if he realizes his mistake before he starts, would say shuv lo yomar, he can't say it anymore. He would say it after he finishes the bracha of Sim Shalom, before Elokai Netzur, ubelo chasima, without any chasima, without any bracha at the end. The notes on the side of the Mishnah Berurah point out that Kodem Elokai Netzur is not really accurate because the Sheikh Sibur does not say Elokai Netzur. What it should say is, before Yilu Ratzon. He should say, Aneinu before Yilu Ratzon, and the Sefer Kaf HaChaim says that he should say Yilu Ratzon, then say Aneinu, and then say a second Yilu Ratzon.